Good evening, everyone. We'll call to order our meeting, our budget meeting scheduled for Tuesday, November 16th, 2021 at 5:30 p.m. Would everyone please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance?
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Crisman, would you please conduct the roll call?
Certainly. Supervisor Zamudio?
Here.
Supervisor Corrigan?
Here.
Supervisor Abruzzo?
Here.
Supervisor Nutt?
Here.
And Supervisor Wyckoff?
Here.
There are five present, Mr. Chairman.
All right, very good. Therefore, all members of the board are present. Quorum will be forward with the hearing as planned. The first item on the agenda is our visitor public comment session of the meeting. There are two visitor public comment sessions for the meeting. Before we get into that, I'll just announce the general housekeeping announcement, which is, although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise all persons attending the meeting that it is and has been the policy of the township to take record all public meetings for the purpose of providing accurate minutes. And that dovetails into the general instructions for public comment, which is if anybody wishes to come forward and place public comment on the record, we ask that you state your name, first name, last name, address. We try to keep your comments to about 3 minutes. We ask for that information for the purpose of keeping accurate minutes. I will keep track loosely of the time. Anybody getting within about 3 minutes, I'll gently interrupt and nudge you to finish up. Other than that, the rules are the same, and the floor is for the public. So I will open the floor up. Anyone wishing to come forward can come forward at this time and place a comment into the record. Again, we'll have a second visitor public comment session. So we will move to the next item on the agenda, which is our new business. And under new business is the presentation of the fiscal year 2022 budget. I'm going to turn this presentation over to you, Mr. Crisman. Thank you and your team for being here and having worked on this budget this evening. So for this evening's meeting, we appreciate that. We know our hard work went into it. I'll turn it over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just by way of kind of just housekeeping of kind of how this will go tonight, much like I did last year, I'll do a quick overview, like a 30,000 foot view of the proposed budget for 2022. The department heads are here, of course, if we want to get into more specific questions related to line items specifically in the budget. I did want to point out, and I did make mention to it when we sent email around to you about the proposed budget. We still don't have the 2020 audit. As you know, that is still an ongoing process. We do have the information from PMRS that's been forwarded to the auditors. I know that they're in the process of finalizing what they need to do to get any journal entries that would be required to help us establish a good foundation for any fund balance positions for the township. All that being said, you know, between Cheryl and myself, we've done the best job we could do utilizing our financial software to give you as clear of an estimate as we can without that audit. But know that more than likely when it comes in, there will be some small tweaks to those fund balance numbers so that it does present a more accurate picture of where we are. I still think all things being equal, you'll see that we're going to end up being very close to where that audit will come in anyway.
And that's fair, and we appreciate that. You've given us heads up. We knew you were struggling getting this information from the auditor last week. You have a better idea today when we might receive that auditor's report to help you guys have
it. Well, I will say we're hopeful that in the next couple of weeks we will get it. I know that some of the questions that I've been asking are, you know, is there any outstanding information beyond information from PMRS that the township can provide to make this an easier transition to get that audit to us? Well, they now had some questions and comments about the landfill, and as you know, we have a landfill project and we're in the process of capping it and what those expenses are, and there's sort of a disagreement of where we think some of those things should be posted. You know, they'd like it to be in the solid waste fund. Some of it's already in the capital projects fund, and that's where it's been for a number of years. So that's the kind of discussion that we're having internally with them to get to a point where that audit can be released.
Fair enough.
So if you bear with me, we'll kind of go through this slide by slide, and certainly as you have questions, feel free to stop me. But if not, I'm just going to keep rolling it. All right, as way of introduction, as we approach the end of 2021, COVID-19 still is an issue for most of America, Central Pennsylvania, and Derry Township in particular. We are beginning to see some signs of recovery. I think as we have gone through all of our quarterly updates thus far this year, we have seen some of those key indicators look like they're beginning to move, at least on the revenue side, in a more favorable direction for the township. Not 100% recovery, but certainly in a way that is not as dire as it was, say, 2 years ago, for sure. And I just want to caution everyone, while I think that's really good news, I think we should still continue to prepare for a 3 to 5 year recovery. I think that if we try to come out of this too prematurely and we put revenue estimates back to their normal levels, I think we're going to find that they're still going to be short. You know, and I think that's just indicative of the virus itself. When people don't feel well, they don't feel safe, they're certainly not going to come to Hershey Park and Derry Township and spend money. It's just that simple. So tonight, as we go through our budget, we're going to look towards 2022, and we're going to see how those impacts have affected our budget and some of those difficulties that we've had over the last year, and what does it mean for us moving forward. So as we've seen many times, the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code in section 3205, that does identify for second class townships, municipalities like ours, how tax levies are established and how their annual budget process should be structured. Much like our budget has been for the last 2 years, the Derry Township budget has 11 funds total, 8 operating, 3 capital. On the left, you'll see we have the general fund, streetlight fund, a community center fund, solid waste, library, debt service, liquid fuels, and the general operating reserve fund. On the capital side of the equation, we have a capital reserve fund, a community center reserve fund, and the road equipment fund. These are specifically designated for us as a township to be able to purchase capital items, equipment, those types of things. They're non-operating accounts. So the purpose of tonight's meeting is for the Board of Supervisors to take an evaluation of this proposed budget that you've received, ask questions of the administration, ask us to identify where revenues are, where those projections are, where our expenses are. And ideally, at the end of tonight, if you're in a position to do so, I would ask that you would make a motion to advertise the proposed fiscal year 2022 budget, and that would be set for final adoption at your December 21st meeting. Under the Second Class Township Code, we're required to have 20 calendar days of public inspection. Following tonight's meeting, that copy will be available here at the municipal building for anyone that would want to come and take a look at it.
Chris, can I ask you a quick question?
Yes, sir.
I meant to ask it before. Since it appears we're not going to have all the information to complete this up, are we still moving towards making a decision on this next week? Can we do that next week?
You can advertise, motion to advertise tonight. And I think the changes that we are talking about will be non-substantive in the way that it's going to make huge. There's not going to be huge swings in what we're going to see.
Is there a percentage that we need to be looking at that it would change 5%, 2%, 1%?
I honestly don't think it's going to be very negligible. Again, that's going to come back to when we see the audit.
And you would expect to have that hopefully prior to the vote on the 21st?
Absolutely.
Okay. So yeah. If, for example, we move forward to advertise tonight and we didn't get the final audited numbers before the vote on the 21st, and we didn't feel comfortable voting, delay?
You have to have a budget adopted by December 31st.
Yeah. Okay.
And there is a 20-day waiting period from the time that you, it's 20 days, it's not 20 calendar days, so there's 20 days that you have to, it has to be available for public inspection. So if there is major swings, then we'll have to kind of look at that and see what it would look like. But I'm fully anticipating that it's going to be negligible.
Thank you.
So some highlights for tonight, the 2022 budget, once again, I'm proud to say that it is a no tax increase budget. Our real estate tax rate will remain at 2.5381 mils. So for the average assessment of $100,000, that would equate to $253.81 in real estate taxes for Derry Township. Our budget maintains consistency with the DCED chart of accounts, and you'll see that as it was emailed out to you, you saw that form. I'm happy to say that our general fund balance looks a little different than it has in the last couple of years, but that's because we are now taking a proactive approach to begin funding the general fund operating reserve, moving funds out of what would be general fund balance, which gets absorbed into your cash flow every day. And this is going to get set aside in that operating reserve to grow and grow in a positive direction for the township. So we're projecting at the end of 22, if all things being equal, if this budget, all the expenses are paid and all the revenues come in as projected, you'll be left with a balance of $1,207,748 combined with what we're projecting the operating reserve to have is $2,932,150 for a combined $4.1 million. So what that does for you as we begin to move forward is each year, as what I've been talking about in terms of this amusement tax and parking tax being IFCOM, in IFCOM versus income. And as we've seen with COVID, it has had a significant impact on our finances. So if we can artificially lower our expectation within the amusement tax and the parking tax and work a budget around all of that, it now creates a situation where as normalcy begins to return to Hershey Park and the funding levels begin to return to normal, we can proactively take steps to move. And what I've kind of said to Cheryl, I think our goal should be each year is move $1 million into the operating reserve. We know that of the $850,000 that I've allocated between the two for the 2022 budget, we're going to be a lot higher than that. On average, we're combined, it's an over $2 million assessment each year for the township. If we can commit to putting $1 million aside each year, suddenly now that operating reserve that I talk about here, this combined number, and this 2.9, suddenly grows to 4 to 5 to 6 million in the next couple of years. And you add that into growth within the actual fund balance within the general fund. Now you have liquidity that you can rely upon in the event that there is an emergency in the township, say a flood, call it whatever you want it to be.
And Chris, historically, I'm going back 10 years, if we had a fund reserve balance of $4+ million, that typically was because of the size of our budget and the other factors in the community kept us with like a AA+ bond rating. And I feel like maybe that hasn't changed much. I mean, our budget doesn't seem to have changed much. I think even this year we're spend less. So you think, I guess the key would be we would put money into that reserve fund to restore us back to that AA+ rating.
Yes.
And I don't know when, do you have any sense of when we would be there based on these projections?
As that number begins to grow, really this number here, this 2.9 million, as that begins to grow year over year, that's what will have a direct impact on any rating that the township would have in terms of its overall bond rating. Our goal, I would say internally, should be we want to get to AAA status. That should be where we want to go. The fact that it was downgraded wasn't anything of our control. It just happened to be the environment in general because of COVID-19. The more liquidity you have, the more cash you have on hand, the better your borrowing capacity is, the more favorable you are to bond investors. So that's what would increase your rating over time. So the longer the township takes the position to grow that operating reserve, that can only help us moving forward. It also helps in those leaner years when, if we've gotten to a point where, the group that's sitting here has made all the cuts that they can to a budget as far as it can go without a reduction of services, and if there's a true contemplation of whether or not the township has to consider some form of tax increase, you now have a balance to rely upon that you may be able to offset that need. If there's another underlying factor, if the park's revenues decline further, you now have a way to plug that hole, if you will, because you have operating reserve. You have cash that's growing, and it's growing in a positive way for you. Much like you would at home. You want to put as much money aside as you can. The budget continues to keep all of our current service levels where they are, even with decreased revenues. We anticipate, and you'll see it as we get further in, there's $608,000, $609,000 of capital projects outside of finishing the community center project. So I want to point out, when you look at that number, it's going to say $10,608,698. $10 million of it is set aside. There's $8 million in bond proceeds that are outstanding. There's another $2 million in RACP funding. that will be coming back to help offset that cost. That's where that $10 million comes from. There's also another, you know, $2 to $3 million of capital campaign funds that aren't addressed in this budget. So that's something that, you know, that will be coming in to help finish the project as well. As our board's aware, you know, we have some tentative agreements with our collective bargaining units kind of at work right now. Those rates are set at 2.5% for all bargaining unit employees. Healthcare costs, it's one of the things that I think is pretty amazing, are only increasing by 1.4%. The township has benefited from its relationship with Benecon as a municipal pool. They restructured their contract this year with Capital Blue, resulting in a net payment actually back to the township, which has caused this number to only increase by 1.4%. And we know specifically for the next 3 years, because of that contract, the township will realize some saving, additional savings beyond that 1.4% in 23, 24, and 25. All of our other insurance lines, you know, we put our average estimate increase of 5%. We are fairly confident that that will be less than 5% when it's all said and done. But those generally don't come in until much later in the year, around this time, as we're getting through a budget. We're trying to predict a budget when all of those insurance lines are coming in. So the summary of all funds, this is the sheet that you'll see in your final budget. This is a total of, it shows the total of all of the funds we project. The general fund, I just want to call your attention to, that our opening fund balance is projected at $3,463,278. We have total revenues of $20 million, total expenses of almost $23 million, and then that ending fund balance of 1.2. The $22 million of expenses, I just want to call your attention to it. While that kind of looks a little bit shocking, a little bit, because last year we were at $19 million, now we're at $22. Most of that change is because of the transfers of funding. We have to book it as an expense in the general fund to our operating reserve. So if we kept everything in place, those numbers would be reversed. So but what we're showing is there's a growth down here, as you can see, in the general fund reserve. We're beginning balance of $1.1 million. We're anticipating $1.8 next year, because we do know that, as a caveat to this discussion, the township has $2.6 million total of ARA money at its disposal. We've gotten $1.3 through the door. We'll get another $1.3 in May. And as part of the calculation from the U.S. Treasury Department, they determine on an annual basis how much loss the township has had because of COVID. Our total calculated projected loss for 2020 is $1.8 million. So we know that based on what that, just that piece of that pie, we know that $1.8 million of it is going to be able to go into a reserve. You know, we'll have to, in order for us to do that, we have to make dedicated expenses through that ARA money. Conversely, reimburse ourselves through general fund dollars to move that 1.8 into the operating reserve. On the capital fund side, you'll see here this is exactly what I just said in our last slide. This is $10 million. This accounts for finishing the community center and then $628,000 worth of other capital projects throughout the budget. Are there any questions so far on the slide before I move on?
Is it too bright in here? Can you guys all see that?
No. Okay. I'm not having a hard time.
Is there a way to turn the lights out?
There's slides over.
It is hard to see.
It might be behind Carter. Is that a little better? Unless you, the far switch will turn all the overheads off here. I mean, I can talk in the dark. I can't.
There you go.
I'm a dimwit, but you know,
it's
all right.
Thing, if it's not too hard, I don't know if you could just enlarge the size of the PowerPoint on the computer from 100 to like 100 and a quarter or something.
Need the IT expert to help me out on that.
It's just really hard. I mean, we've seen it, of course, but to see it on the screen is a little tough.
Yeah, it's easier to follow it when you're doing it up here. Well, we all have iPads, which is okay, but we're trying to follow your presentation, and it is a little dark and flawed.
Sorry.
Yeah, I just, Brian, just in the bottom lower right-hand corner where Z was screens at 63%. If when you go back in the presentation mode, if you just enlarge the entire PowerPoint a little bit, not on the screen itself, but once you go back in the presentation mode, just make a couple things a little larger.
Did that help at all?
So, as a kind of an aside, this is one of the things that we could use ARA money for, is to improve all of this stuff. So I think that is in our plan. And when you go through the budget and you look at some of the capital items that that are in the IT department, some of that is, you know, dealing with improvements to the system, for sure. Are you guys okay?
We are okay.
So this is the slide that you've generally seen. This is the general fund in the aggregate. You see the 2021 adopted, that's at $22,982,936. The 2022 budget in revenue, we are projecting a 3.67% increase in the aggregate to $23,825,660. Graphically represented, not much different than where we were a year ago. 50% of our revenue picture is derived out of Act 511, as well as the real estate transfer taxes, earned income taxes, amusement and parking tax. And 27% of the budget, the revenue side of the coin, comes from real estate property taxes. Just to point out once again, because I think it's important to note, that Derry Township is at 2.5381 mills, which is approximately 9% of the real estate taxes you pay here as a resident. 24% will go to Dauphin County, and 67% goes to Derry Township School District. So for the 9% that we're collecting here in Derry, I think we get a significant value for our dollar for the services that we provide, and that's because of the people sitting behind me here, because they do an excellent job in each of their respective departments making sure that they spend the township tax dollars as efficiently and as appropriately as possible. On the expense side, you can see that in 2021, $19,169,776, we are increasing by 17.9% to $22,617,910. Some of that is involved in the interfund transfer. That's the operating reserve transfers. And of course, the community center is beginning to come online, so there's going to be some expense moved, and you'll see that in the interfund transfers section of your budget. Graphically represented, police services does represent 32% of our operating budget. 38% now is the interfund transfer. So this covers everything in our budget. So that includes debt service, that includes the community center fund, road equipment, all of the funds I talked about before. If it doesn't have its own dedicated revenue source, the general fund is the only place it can draw money from in order to accomplish those tasks. On the personnel side of the house, in 2021, this is all funds combined. Our total expense load was $11,366,380. It's increasing by 16%. That's to $13,205,127, and that's primarily because we have some other personnel coming on back online for the community center. This also takes into account changes through these bargaining unit agreements. And you can see right now where we're projected for 2022 is 2.5%. As I mentioned before, healthcare is increasing by 1.4%. That number will get better as we move forward. At least that's the understanding that Benicon provided to us most recently. All of our other insurance lines right now are being calculated around 5%. Moving out of the general fund, I just want to talk now briefly a little bit about each of the other funds that the township has. As you're aware, we do have a streetlight fund, which is required for us to maintain the streetlights throughout Derry Township. It is set up in accordance with Article 20 of the Pennsylvania Second Class Township Code, and we've identified $381,800 of projects that would be available for appropriation. This is a fund that nets itself out each year. We take in enough money to cover our costs, and it zeroes out each year. The Community Center Fund, this is new. As you know, we put this in, I think, in the 2020 budget was the first year it showed up, but it had zeros in it. In 2022, we're talking about now transferring approximately, and we did adjust the number this afternoon, there were some things that were transposed in our formulas. There is a $1.1 million transfer that accounts for part of that $2.5 million you see here in total revenue. We've calculated $2.5 million in total expenses, leaving the fund balance at zero for the end of this year. We are anticipating the community center to open in the spring, summer of next year. And as the board is aware, you made a commitment both last year and at the start of this year that we would want to try to run this center without a tax increase, and we were able to deliver that. And we're going to continue to try to deliver that each year. It's going to mean a continued effort on the part of Zach and myself to look at all the ways we can streamline our expense load within the community center. And as you know, we go into year one, there's a lot of uncertainty with things, so we're trying to budget very conservatively, not knowing what to anticipate to some degree. But we know as we go through a full calendar cycle and we get through a full year of operating, those numbers will come down without a doubt. I mean, that, you know, we are committed to making that work. So we've heard the board loud and clear. You've made a concerted effort when this project was approved to reduce the scope of the project. And now I think we have a center that is, it's gonna be a fantastic facility for this community. I think it meets all the needs and wants that we have. I'm excited for it to open in the spring, and I know Zach and his team is gearing up. They're gearing up now. It's gonna be an exciting place for sure. On the solid waste side of the equation, as you know, this is the fund that covers all of your solid waste and recycling services. Still remains, it has the core functionality of what used to be called the recycling fund in the prior form of the budget. One of the things that I have been advocating throughout my career in different townships is that, you know, showing a good solid waste and recycling fund is a marked way to show DEP that you are committed to recycling services in your community. This township has done a fantastic job of that year over year over year. What we're anticipating in terms of total revenue are $1.2 million with some expenditures of $756,000, leaving us a fund balance of $465,000 by the end of next year. Again, this is where there's a little bit of a disagreement between the auditors and the township with respect to improvements at the landfill and where those expenses should be booked. Our library fund, this is where all of your revenues and expenses are contained for the Hershey Public Library. Total funds available for next year are $1,013,221. And again, that is setting aside $1,013,221 of expense with a fund balance of zero. In 2022, much like 2021, we're anticipating our state aid to be about $74,056. Debt service, as you're aware, this is the fund where you pay your mortgage, basically. You know, so all the township debt is contained in this fund. And we have budgeted $2,426,729 of debt service for this upcoming year. This fund also nets itself out each year. What we do continue and will continue to do is look for opportunities to evaluate our debt structure. And if there's an opportunity to refinance or take advantage of favorable interest rates, it's incumbent on us to take a hard look at it and make recommendations to the board. So here's a slide of the Capital Reserve Fund. This is fund number 30. As I had mentioned at the outset, there's $628,000 worth of new projects in this budget, most of which is pretty familiar each year. A lot of it stems with vehicle replacement, fire protection services. We are adding some additional funding for building maintenance. The fire department back in July had a request, you know, their annual budget request, which, you know, I think all of the things contained in their letter were fine, with one exception that I think we have to take a harder look at vehicle replacement. It's something that they had asked for some improvements in the building. Gave that $50,000, we upped their contribution to $112,000, that was their request. But we need to sit down and meet with them and talk about the future capital needs of equipment replacement and vehicles in particular, only because, as you know, that apparatus is very expensive, no matter which way you slice that pie. And for us as a township, we have to line up the appropriate mechanism for how to pay for it. You know, if that's a borrowing, if that means there are grants out there through our casino grants that we can go through public safety avenues to gain some money for that, all of those things have to be evaluated. And you know, right now our budget, at least in the capital side, you'll see $163,000 set aside. That's the second or third payment of 10 on the most latest piece of apparatus that the department acquired, you know, 2 years ago. So we continue to make those choices. Again, that $10 million, that is to cover the completion of the community center, and there's about $40,500 of other equipment acquisitions in there as well. In the parks themselves, Zach has allocated about $60,000. That's for tennis court improvements, right? And the library itself has another $60,000 allocated for building maintenance. So all in all, our capital picture hasn't changed too much year over year. We look at replacing vehicles where it makes sense. You know, I've worked in municipalities where boards have, you know, kind of frowned upon purchasing vehicles year in, year out. But I can say truthfully that, you know, the replacement schedule that we have in place here is beneficial to this township in the fact that if you nickel and dime vehicles as you move on, they're going to end up costing you a lot more money on the back end. And in particular, when you're talking about police services, now you have to deal with officer safety risk when a vehicle breaks down out of the field, and you know, so suppose somebody would get hurt, now you're also exposed to heart lung claims. It's far more money than what it would be to just have a lease for another vehicle to get the fleet cycled through, and we have good equipment out there for not only police but for public works and parks and community development. When it's time to replace a vehicle, I think it's an important thing to do. The Community Center Reserve Fund, this is Fund 31. As we now, 2022 is going to be our first year with a brand new center. The township needs to begin thinking about how to begin building adequate reserves for capital improvement costs of the physical plant of that building. Just because it's new doesn't mean they're just not going to come with some problems attached to it. You know, as time goes on, things will break, things will need to be replaced. This is the fund that the township can draw upon then to fix those problems. So as we work through 2022, we've got to start thinking about what's the best way to start putting some money aside here. And naturally, if there's a conversation that needs to be had with the Derry Township School District, we had that open conversation with them before about a long-term capital contribution to help offset costs in the center. This is where I would recommend you would put any monies that we would get from the district to grow over time, because at least in the first 5 years, you're covered by warranty, you're covered by, you know, things that are protecting any faulty work at the community center, but as time goes on, things will break. The road equipment fund, very similar to all of our other capital funds. Right now, by the way, our millage rates are currently structured in this township. There is not a dedicated mill set for this fund. I would recommend to you at some point in time, when the time is right, if the township could move a portion of its millage into this account. This would help this township tremendously by growing a fund balance here. It allows Public Works to purchase the big pieces of equipment without taxing the general fund. As time goes on, it grows, and it's a very successful way for townships to buy that big equipment without, you know, saying, well, can we stretch it one more year? Can we stretch it one more year before we buy that big plow? This is the fund that would house that. So right now, it's being funded by general fund transfer. So we've identified $229,000 worth of expense in this fund for next year for some equipment.
Just for 1 second, Chris, that's what, when I was asking that question about the reserve fund balance. And when we get to that magic number, and for the, you know, there's only a couple municipalities out there that have a AAA rating, right? The whole Commonwealth, there are a few more that have AA+. We were one of them. If we can get to that number at the end of next year, you can start, like, there are these other funds, whether it's for Public Works, police or fire, where we really do need, or roads, where we have to start. And I agree with putting money in those funds so that we have something to draw on. When they legitimately have requests, we need to be able to stick to some kind of schedule. I know the board has always struggled with that because the requests are legitimate, but we don't always have the funding necessary for these major pieces of apparatus. And they're all needed, right? It's just a question of when and timing and really timing. So I think it would be nice if we could, you know, at least think through a 3 to 5 year plan in terms of get that reserve fund balance up to the right number to get us that right bond rating that we want, and then have a plan to start populating these funds.
Absolutely, because if we stick to the mantra of keeping amusement and parking tax artificially low, it's going to build capacity in your budget just naturally. It's just going to happen, you know. And boards historically over time, whether it's here or anywhere else, you know, as they change, as different members come on, different priorities, you know, come to the bear. And you know, you have to. The townships have to decide. The township has to decide what those important pieces are. And you know, the stronger your budget is, the easier those decisions become. So if we stay the course, I guess all I'm saying, if we stay the course, we'll see those fund balances grow. We'll be able to reallocate just for that reason into those other positions for sure. Good. Liquid fuels. Every municipality has a liquid fuels fund. This is where we gain revenue from the Commonwealth each year to help offset costs for paving, equipment purchase. As you can see here, total revenue, let's see, is projected at $757,000. So we have a total fund balance with that new revenue of $1.7 million. We've identified about $758,000 worth of projects in the Liquid Fuels Fund for next year. Lastly, this is our operating reserve. This is what I've been talking a lot about tonight. Prior to 2021, that was a zero balance. But in 2022, you know, we're anticipating that ending fund balance to be at $2.9 million. I think that number will be higher. We were very conservative on our estimates. Primarily, where we are till the end of this year, we're trying to figure out where the amusement and parking tax is going to end. We have Sweet Lights, we still have concerts, we have Hershey Bears, we have all of those things kind of going on at the park, all of which is a benefit to the township. And that number may be slightly higher, you know, by the end of next year. But I just put that out there that that's a good conservative estimate for us. So lastly, some just closing comments for the board, then we can talk a little bit deeper about some questions that you might have. Our budget is, again, it's proposed as a no tax increase operating plan. It does represent a conservative approach to maintaining community services that the township provides on an annual basis. While COVID-19 is still present, I still think this township should prepare itself for a 3 to 5 year recovery period. Until some meaningful viral mitigation strategies are employed. You know, people are still getting sick, and like I said at the outset, I'm not an economist, but I do know that if people don't feel well, they're not going to come to Hershey Park, which means we're not going to generate revenue. Following any questions tonight from the board, of course, what we talked about at the beginning, if you are confident in what we presented tonight, I would ask that you make a motion to authorize this to go out for advertisement and be available for public inspection. So with that, I'm just going to turn it over to you, Mr. Chairman. If you have any questions, we'd like to dig a little deeper.
Let's just take a second nap. We've got the lights on for us. And we're open enough for the whole board for questions. I would just say, Chris, generally, good job. You know, look, everything we've seen is good. Very good. Thank you. Thank you to the team for helping put together this budget. I do think it reflects, as you and I have talked about, the budget is an important policy document, right? That is the policy of your organization, right? The budget. So I think it does reflect the things that we've talked about as a board, all of us, and the concerns that we have and the things we want to address, both short term and long term. So with that, does anybody have specific questions? We received more detailed information as part of the budget package. So we have 40 pages of budget that everybody has prepared, which is much longer, obviously, than this. So anybody with specific questions you'd like to ask us or the department heads?
I just got a quick question about the ICDA. Did we task them the last meeting to re-review their numbers for the out years? Or did we not?
We are having, so there's an ICDA meeting scheduled for Thursday. And HGNR will be having that meeting to give us an update on tax, the hotel tax revenues, and by the payment that we have.
So we're hoping it's not zero again.
Yes. I feel confident it's not zero again, but we wanted an update because we wanted one later in the year because I didn't want one in September. Like I wanted to get one as close to the end so we can have a better feeling for what 2022 looked like and 2023, et cetera. So anybody interested?
Just to kind of dovetail on that point,
right?
The budget does not anticipate a pilot payment from them.
Right, that's why I understand that, but I'm asking if.
But
so, I mean, and it's probably not going to be a significant number.
And that's okay. Like I'm happier to budget zero right now, knowing that there's a good chance that we'll get something. Is always better than nothing.
And I think to Rick, it's a good question. I'm glad Rick asked it. And we did, to your point, I think we all appreciate that you budgeted so conservatively on those revenue estimates, because there will be, we feel confident based on what we know is out there and what we expect to happen, that those revenue estimates are going to grow in certain fund categories, right? So, and that's, I think, one of them, although I do think, you know, I don't know what the numbers are. I haven't seen them or been told about them. But they might be small next year, but there are other numbers, like the amusement tax numbers, bigger, so.
Right. I view any dollar that comes in a good thing.
I'll second that.
I just wanted to echo Chris's comments. Thank you, and thanks to everyone in this room for all the hard work on this budget. I mean, not only do I feel good going into 2022, I feel good going into the foreseeable future, and I love the long-range planning that we're seeing in all the budgets that you're putting together. So that's really a great message to the residents. The fact that we can some certainty, start to plan for not having tax increases unless we get in a situation where we need to, because we're going to have that fund balance build up. This is really a great spot to be in. So my question is, are you and the staff still using the PMM tool for the long-range planning? And if so, is that something that we could, as a group, sometime, part of that whenever that happens, but use that to forecast, to look ahead, kind of to take into consideration your development that's coming, and to look at those other sources of income to help augment all this excellent planning that you already have laid out tonight?
I would say at this point, we are using the new finance software that we invested in to try to help us model where we're going. No, we're not using specifically the PFM modeling directly. If we want to revisit it, I'm happy to do that. Take a look at it and see what it means in terms of, we know the West End project is going to heat up at some point soon, and whatever it is and what it becomes will ultimately have a bearing on real estate tax revenue for us, and our estimates are going to change over time. So yeah, we could take a look at that. Certainly I'm happy with the software and package that we have. I think we are growing into it nicely. The more we use it, the more data goes into it, the more refined our process becomes. And that's a product of time for us.
That actually brings me to my next question, what you just said, Chris. Looking at the software, I've only been here for, this is now my second budget, but looking through the documents that you prepare, is there a way, because I'm looking at this and I'm comparing what we're looking at tonight compared to 2020, and we're still operating using less money, we're projecting spending less money. Is there a way to make this so that when we're looking at it, we can also see the 2020 numbers, so 2020, 2021, and 2022, like when we're looking at all this, just so it's easier for us to compare like the trends? Is that possible?
I think, let me just look at the...
Like not right this second.
Right. So generally when we put the, when we structure the book, it's, we look at it in the prior year,
right,
and we see 2021's adopted numbers, and then we look at where we are through 10 months, and then we see a column of where we're going to be at the end of the year.
Because I'm just like looking at what you did and then looking back at mine and saying, well, how much, what did it look like in 2020? Obviously, before all of the COVID issues happened,
oh, sure,
we had to make some big changes. But it is nice to know that even moving hopefully beyond COVID, we're still spending less than we were looking to spend, even with the new community center coming online and new staff coming online.
And, you know, that's a credit to these folks right here. I mean, you know, I'm just sort of captain of the ship, so to speak, but they're the folks that make it all work. And so, you know, without them, you know, they take that charge very seriously. I take it seriously. You know, I'm just here to help provide guidance so that we do the right things. And, you know, consistently, year over year, this township does do the right things. And, you know, our commitment as a staff to this board is that, you know, we want to present budgets to you that are meaningful, that are useful. They represent the needs of our community in a concise and effective way. And I think we've done that, you know, and I'm glad and proud of the stuff that they do. A lot of it does help with the new software, and we're able to put that stuff in, and it does help us generate some statistics that are useful. All that being said, it's really just a thank you to these folks, because without them, I couldn't do this, so.
I would say, Chris, that, I'm going to sound like a nerd here. I had looked at office supply expenses, and I was just curious why, you know, like for a number of the departments, and I don't want to put anybody on the spot, but I just question, like, I see the number for 2020 or 2021 that was budgeted, which means that's what we requested. I saw what was spent, and then what we budgeted for 2022. It seems like we spent less in 2021 than we expected for things like office supplies, but we didn't lower the budget, the estimate for 2022's budget. We went back to 21. Well, there may be an explanation.
Here's an example. I just happened to flip open. I have one page open. So you look at office supplies for public works, 43210. You know, we budgeted $2,500 in 21. We're projecting the year end to be 2819. So we're $319 over budget. I think our approach is rather than go up, we keep it at 2500, knowing that next year, each year it ebbs and flows. You know, office supplies are some things that you do have control over, but you have to, there may be a year where you're buying less, and some years you're buying a little bit more. And, you know, to that point, too, the township does make a concerted effort to source supplies, you know, A, from CoStars, and CoStars are the equivalent vendors, so we're not having to deal with some bidding things from time to time. But, you know, we have the tax-exempt status of the township. When we go out and purchase supplies, we try to find the cheapest means by which to do that. You know, Mark in our front office has been really good. Marisa prior to him was also really good at sourcing out, you know, hey, I have three different choices of pens, you know. It's like somewhere, this is 99 cents a dozen, this is 95 cents a dozen. You know, we always go with the cheapest. So.
Do we, like, for instance, I know, Chuck, I know you on the spot. In your budget proposal, you know, I know when I was down in your offices and went through that big, long room, you talked about the need to have new filing cabinets or something. There's a lot of important documents down there that need to get up off the ground. Is that something that either is in this year budget or you're contemplating for a future year? Because that does seem like an important need.
So we're looking at scanning the documents down there to avoid getting additional space to store them, and that we're trying to do through the monies coming in from the COVID relief.
Perfect.
So we have six estimates in, and we're just waiting for the audit, thank you, to pull the trigger on that.
Critically important, thank you that you're doing that, because to scan all that and have it electronically, it's great to get it out of the paper form for all kinds of reasons, but if people saw what, you know, we wouldn't want those records to be potentially destroyed in a flood or anything else.
Which did happen to DTMA.
Right.
If you recall, they were drawing, in that same long room, they were drawing out checks and stuff after the you know, fortunately, that scanning does increase our mobility for seeing the document, so it's an easy item to use the relief money for.
And that's, you know, part of the, you know, you'll hear different municipalities are using their funding in different ways. I think what we've determined here is, A, let's try to replenish our net loss as savings for the township, and B, let's look at ways in which we can pump up our IT presence so that we're able to operate more remotely. If the board would opt to go to a hybrid model of some sort, then we have the ability to do that. And those dollars, those are acceptable uses under the law right now for that purpose. So I think it's good that we're exploring that. Anytime that we can move services to a cloud-based system, at least in my view, it gives us better accessibility remotely, so when things do go south, we don't have to be right here. You know, we can be at home, we can be somewhere else. You know, continuity of government is a very important thing.
Thank you. Just quick, are there any scheduled meetings with the school board to discuss funding for the pool?
I would say that my recommendation to you is that I think the board should look to try to schedule meetings once there's a changeover in the board in January, simply because there may be a more favorable opportunity to get some funding.
Okay.
That you got to my question, so thank you, Rick, because I was looking at this and I wanted to ask you and ask Zach if those fees were accounted for in this projection, like the
we have basic lane fees.
Yeah, lane fees, whether it's through the aquatics club or whether it's through the Hershey School Districts.
Yes, so just lane fees, but nothing more additional than that.
Okay. But there's room to negotiate those, right? Like,
With Hershey Aquatic Club, that agreement hasn't been signed. We kind of had several meetings with them and have agreed kind of in principle of what everything those lane fees should be, but nothing has been signed at all.
What about the school district?
Saying the last we had talked to was the previous athletic director, so we have not had the conversations with the current AD.
The money to be made is not the lane fees so much as their ongoing support to go into that fund, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, we're looking at every possible avenue of support from that group.
Correct.
But you're right. Yes. The bigger nut.
The big fish is there.
I think as a group, we were headed in the right direction just prior to COVID hitting. Not to pin it on it, but it really it derailed that conversation rather quickly. Because I think we were in a position where the district was in agreement with a long-term capital contribution. COVID hit and then it stopped. So I think now as there's turnover that's coming on that board, there are different ears to talking to that may look at this differently.
Well, different superintendent, different athletic director,
right.
Mask mandate, the schools just got lifted as we were driving in tonight, so maybe they can focus on this more with all those changes.
Do you have something, Carter?
Yeah, just, I have a question. First of all, thank you to the department heads. Thank you, Cheryl. I mean, I appreciate you guys putting all the work into it and holding the line on expenses. I'm sure I speak for everyone on that. I hate to go backwards, but Chris, one previous slide mentioned something about millage not being assigned to different funds. You were talking about finding ways to fund the community center reserve fund and the equipment fund. Is that mentioned? So I was just curious if the assignment of millage, is that a function of this new budget? You use fund transfers as opposed to assigning millage? Is there a reason?
Right now, I don't think, looking at the mills as a whole, you know, what we collect at 2.5, whatever the number is, 2.5381, you know, I'm hesitant to make the move within that amount because I want to make sure that the general fund has sufficient funding to it.
Sure.
And, you know, the concern I have is that we make that move. Once you dedicate millage to a specific fund outside of the general fund, you're now limited to its use. You've limited its ability to be used in the general fund. So
it can go one way, but not necessarily
correct.
The other.
So it's a great tool, and the, you know, the second class township code, you know, recommends it and allows for it. That's why it's there. But on the flip side of it is, if suddenly you have road equipment that's, you know, I had it at a quarter mil in another municipality, that quarter mil was starting to grow. And it was starting to grow and starting to grow and starting to grow.
That's what I'm guessing is the point of it, right? It's what
yes.
Wants.
And as a result, that board, you know, asked me, hey, can we possibly move some of that back into the general fund to help offset a tax increase? And the answer is no.
I see. So this gives you more flexibility, or the board more flexibility, to move as needed as opposed to
yes.
a dedicated number.
I think, you know, when the time is right, if there is ever a time that there would be a tax increase, that's when a hard look should be taken at whatever that amount is. Say it's a quarter mil, maybe a portion of that quarter mil begins to set the stage for that in each of these funds. You know, and then the balance of that quarter would go into the general fund, if that's what would happen.
I read an article about a township in New Jersey, I think it was near Rutgers, that had a fee in place over 20-some years, and it enabled them to build a community center without any taxpayer money. So I get it that the millage assignment, that's taxpayer funds. Is there some sort of fee or something that we can come up with that begins to fund these, you know, these accounts?
I'm not aware of any in Pennsylvania, per se. You know, you can dedicate a millage that's collected or a portion of your TIT or LST, one of the two, you can collect another amount of money, but it has to be set aside for a specific purpose, like open space dedication. You know, they're very specific with what you can use it for.
I think this was developed.
Yeah,
this was paid for, you know, fees.
So maybe that municipality, you know, we get fees in lieu of. You know,
right.
It might be rec fees in lieu of.
Yeah.
You know, they could go into an account over time to grow, and they could use that to offset some of those improvements.
Just thinking based on, you know, you're saying we need to find ways to fund it, how do we do that? So.
But I think, you know, here though too, the MPC guides some of that discussion of how those funds can be used that are very well. So Pennsylvania is kind of a, you know, a unique state in that sense. You know, we're somewhat behind in some respects in some ways, but in other ways I think we're a little more conservative than other states.
Chris, I wanted to follow up question to that, what Carter was asking about the putting in a millage for the road equipment fund. We wouldn't have to make that change with a tie to a tax increase. We could do that without a tax increase.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
So I just want to make sure that everyone knows that we could do that without.
We could take a really hard look at that 2.5831 mils and say, you know, we're comfortable enough that a portion of it goes into road equipment, and you know the balance stays over here. I would rather have that conversation when our fund balances are a little bit higher and not cut off my nose despite my face to move it out of the general fund right away. I'd rather have the flexibility to go back and forth with it, you know, if I can.
Makes sense.
Should we call Tom Clark up and start
thinking
about the budget?
In Tom's defense, I heard my name, but I didn't hear what
heating oil, he's well below his heating oil budget, so he doesn't keep you a thermostat
then. And it's going to get better too with the new system that we have not ready to go online.
I think we, when we moving forward, we want to make sure that all, that specifically, we have all the department heads that have, primarily public works, police department, fire department, as you're looking in terms of the heavy apparatus, as you're looking at the way the community is going to change over the next couple of years, some of the development projects that are happening as we speak, your needs may change. You may have a need for a certain kind of equipment. We would all want you all to be thinking strategically about, you know, there's always a need for things, but to really prioritize what the timing around the need for certain equipment so that, you know, we're not cutting off our nose and spite our face, right? So we don't purchase a piece of equipment that's helpful to have, but boy, if we had taken that money and put it towards this piece, we would have been right on time for when we have X number of new residential units on place and we have more demand for township services. But I think we need to be thinking that way, and I think strategically, and I do think that I know that all of you and all the different boards over the years have put together schedules for apparatus from all the departments. So I know that we're not talking about anything that, you know, I made up here tonight. Everyone's working on those. But we do need to make sure that we are paying close attention to those schedules and that the schedules represent the needs as opposed, you know, it could be a needs and a wants, but we have to know the needs. We trust all of you to be telling us to distinguish for us between the needs and the wants so that we can get these things funded. And as Chris, as you said, there's, you know, over the years we've paid for some very expensive apparatus and the gaming funds. I'm inclined to do that again and support that, but that necessarily means other groups that come for that money will not get that. But I think most people on this board have always felt over the years, you know, for the last 15 years, right, that was really the priority. So there's money, it's got to be timed right, but we want to do it. But we'll rely on you really, Chris, to lead the way with the team here. You know, that's because those are the things that are hard to predict, even when we're trying to plan for them. The cost of those things take a really a big chunk, and it's hard to pay for them at any one, you know, in any given year without stringing it along.
It's tough when, you know, each community, I'll say this is the first community I've worked in where your casino gaming grants are tied to this ranking system. You know, where I've been before, the county's managed all of that. Like, you sent in your application, it didn't matter, it didn't have to come through a sponsored municipality, they dealt with that. So I've always seen it that it was my project. You know, the things that I was putting in were things for apparatus, for police vehicles, for fire equipment. You know, because they serve the greatest need for the community. You know, they touch the broadest brush everyone in our community. You know, so I would say to you that, you know, always our priority should be, you know, police, fire, EMS first in any of those, you know, considerations for grant funding. You know, when you look at that.
Keep in mind that as if we're a contiguous community, we're a community that has a casino, and our fire department and police department and undoubtedly public work. I've watched them, they have provided support, you know, emergency services, whether fire, police, whatever, over the years. And that was part of the reason for these, the contiguous communities also got this support rather than just the municipalities that hosted a casino, because people in, you know, in Grantville or is that, what township that is, but I should know that. We have provided valuable support when that is happening there. So I'm okay with us making sure that we demonstrate to the public that yes, we recognize they can put in requests, but you know, the public safety and public works requests will always come. They have to come first for our taxpayers. So that's really the problem.
It touches a lot of lives in our community. Those are things that affect everyone.
Yeah. You know, Chris, that's a good thought, because I'm sitting here thinking the West End project's coming online in the next decade. And if we want to be prescient about trying to find out how that might affect our fire, police, et cetera, now's a good time to start looking at that.
That was really what I was thinking about when I said it, because I know that it's going to change. It's going to change the face of the community. It's going to, sense that it's going to be like a whole population.
Well, Carter and I just got kind of a preview the other day of what's going to start there, and it's going to be a pretty hefty, a pretty sizable community. It's going to be its own community,
yeah,
it essentially.
Yeah, community, and the problem drives to see from the township.
Well,
you has it even changed from before the last show?
Just designs.
Okay.
No, but nothing public.
I do think that. And then look, it'll generate tax revenue, and that's good too, so it'll be a trade-off. But thank you everybody for all the great work you did. We have no other questions. Chris, you did a very nice presentation. Thank you. You kept us in the loop on the way.
Chris,
that's it.
Before we make the motion, do any of the directors want to offer anything? We certainly don't have to, but if there's something you wanted to add, talk to your budget, and we didn't really give anybody an opportunity to do that, so.
Just say that if you do get up to the microphone and speak, you open up yourself to additional questions.
The spot of land fly line.
Susan threw the bait out of this.
No, I just didn't want anybody to leave, thinking, oh, I wish I had a chance to say something, so. With that, I would make a motion that we put the 2022 budget up for advertisement, so the public has 20 days to review before it comes back to court.
Also,
motion made by Ms. Gordon, seconded by Mr. Zabuda. Any further discussion? There are none. All those in favor of the motion, please vote aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Here are none. Let's have it. Motion passes. You're free to advertise it at your discretion. And it doesn't include the meeting before it jumps at it. That will conclude new business.
Thank you.
The next item, this is the next that we move on the agenda to visitor public comment. So the people in the audience here, I recognize every one of them, but I'll just say if anyone wishing to address the board or place a comment at the record, again, this is the second round. I'm going to repeat the rules. You can see that some of my fellow board members have roller skates on and they're moving in different directions and trying to hold them here. Seeing as no one is coming forward, we'll move on to the next item, which is the adjournment, so we can entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to adjourn.
Motion made by Mr. Smith. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Mrs. Nutt. Any discussion?
Not heard to go. Just for the
record. Yeah,
you want to stick around? For the record, we are willing to stick around. All those in favor of adjournment, vote aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Aye. Opposed? I hear none. The ayes have it. We adjourn. Thank you.